Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Ah, there it is. There's the music. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We'll get to all your phone calls on Jalen. And something that happened right after the game yesterday that was a little bizarre. We'll get to that coming up in this hour as well. But let's go around the league and around the sports world yesterday, Hugh Douglas. What happened after or during or around the time of the Eagles game? A couple things that stood out. All right, let me ask you guys a question. Is it time we start taking the Vikings as a thing in the NFC? Because we've talked... All right, so you're in. All right, so obviously the Lions have been the team this year in the NFC. The Eagles have been right under them as the next team. I think we respect Green Bay, right? We're playing this year. They were in the playoffs last year. Minnesota the whole time has felt like, yeah, it's cute,
yeah, but it's been a yeah, but.
And now they're also 11-2. And Sam Darnold yesterday lit up the Atlanta Falcons for 5 touchdowns. Hugh, they're 11-2.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins is about to get banned.
They're going to bench him down in Atlanta.
They get tired of Kirk Cousins' mess.
So you take the Vikings seriously?
I do. It's funny because we've talked about the last couple of weeks who's the best team in the NFC. And, you know, people are saying that, you know, it's the Detroit. Some people are saying it's the Eagles. And Minnesota just quietly puttering along, doing their thing. So, yeah, it's one of those things. You have to look at them and say, you know what, they might be pretty good.
You know, I think we've this has been underplayed a little bit this year. I think the NFC playoff field is really going to end up strong. Like Minnesota and Green Bay are going to be 5 and 6 seeds. Washington, who, you know, look, they're probably a year away, but they're going to probably be the 7, mm-hmm. and they're not obviously like a bad team or a 9. They're going to probably win 11 games and be the 7. And I don't want to see any part of Tampa Bay again. We always struggle with them.
Especially they're getting hot. You talk about what happened yesterday.
Yep.
With Carolina and the way that they made us look. And now you're looking like, damn, Ty Bowles and Tampa Bay and Baker and those cats, they look like they got our number a little bit.
The other big one from yesterday, probably the game of the year, I would say, in the NFL, 44-42. Rams take down the Buffalo Bills. But Josh Allen, despite some of our callers today trying to equate him and Jalen Hurts, which we've banned now. Is it officially banned? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, I'm putting a stop to it. Everyone that says it gets dumped.
Okay. Like a curse word. They did beat Allen yesterday, but he accounted for 6 touchdowns and actually became a bigger MVP favorite in a loss, which almost never happens. Hugh, that game was wild yesterday.
The legend grows for Josh Allen.
44-42, Rams over the Bills.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm kind of glad they lost yesterday. Because who do the Buffalo Bills have next week?
Lions.
Yay.
So you think it helps? Yeah, like they need
They're going to be salty.
Yeah, they are.
They're going to be salty.
You know what that actually reminds me of? It's the inverse of Jalen Hurts winning, I think, against the Rams and his MVP odds dropping.
Oh, a couple weeks ago.
It speaks to how ridiculous the whole quarterback wins thing is. Your team wins or loses. People can clearly see who's carrying one team and who's just along for the ride on the other.
I mean, yesterday, Josh Allen, he threw for 342. He ran for 82. He accounted for 6 touchdowns. It might be the most impressive game a quarterback's played in a long time.
I think it's actually the first time anyone's ever done that in a loss or in the Super Bowl era, possibly, or in 40 years. It was something absolutely ridiculous.
I mean, it almost seems impossible. Yeah. Like, how do you account for that many touches and yards and touchdowns? It was a crazy game, but the Rams did beat the Bills. And then they did it again last night, Hugh. The Chiefs, again, by just barely
the skin of their teeth,
win on a field goal late. They They clinch their division. They are the AFC West champs. And that was a bad day for Buffalo's chances of getting the 1 seed. I mean, I know they had the tiebreaker over the Chiefs, but they are now 2 losses back of the Chiefs with 4 weeks to play. The Chiefs are going to have home field again.
Yeah. It does feel like we're like 1 year away from the Chargers being an actual threat to the Chiefs in that division.
I say 1 year away.
I agree.
Well, next year.
Okay, the Chargers.
Well, they have a great coach.
No, you know, I was still stuck on Buffalo. My bad.
And if they weren't thinking about the holidays yesterday,
I feel attacked.
You should.
They probably come away with a win.
I wonder if every team that lost yesterday had just had holidays.
Just thinking about the holidays.
Gift shopping.
The holidays were going on.
They missed Cyber Monday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they got all thrown off. Mm-hmm. That what it was? I think so.
Probably was. Yeah, maybe Josh Allen, the reason why he lost was because he was thinking about all the wedding plans that he had to make.
Maybe, yeah. It's possible. Or the Rams were just like not thinking about the holidays at all.
They're so
they were
really
trying to stay alive for the playoff hunt, right, Darian. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we may have to throw in, if we at some point this week, Jalen Hurst excuse bingo might have to be part of the show. Maybe we throw in it's the holiday season. Just throw it in.
I feel like I'm being attacked a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You said the holidays might have been why he missed a throw.
In my defense, I was asked why, and I just gave an example of maybe that's what it was. I didn't say it was like etched in stone.
Just to put it into perspective, we had OG Wade call into the show, yet you had the most ridiculous explanation for why Jalen Hurts might have struggled yesterday.
First of all, don't put me in the same category as that. Don't put me in the same category as OG Wade,
it was
man,
just
because
perspective.
I don't do that. And I mean, you know, if you want to talk about my genius on this show, I was the one that kind of told y'all that, you know, it's a possibility that Bryce Young could come in here and do what he almost did, since you want to talk about, you know, some of the outlandish stuff that comes out my mouth sometimes. I'm just saying.
Last NFL thing, and then we'll get to a couple huge baseball pieces of news yesterday that affect everyone here. So the Bears, with their new coach yesterday, at one point they got blown out, right, to the 49ers. At one point in the second half, they were being outgained 319-4. Yeah, it doesn't matter who coaches the Bears.
Yeah, he ain't going to get that job.
He sucks. I'm going to give you a little trivia question, Hugh Douglas. Ready for this? Can you name the last Bears quarterback to win a road game on a Sunday? Like a Sunday afternoon road game. You know this one?
I can't remember his name. It's in my head, though.
You
they
know
went
it.
To the Super Bowl.
Well, who went to the Super Bowl? No, he didn't take the Bears to the Super Bowl.
No, the quarterback, he wasn't the one that took the Bears to the Super Bowl. I was about to say, was it Rex Grossman? That's what I was thinking.
Oh, that'd be a long time ago.
Yeah, I was thinking. I think you were talking about a long
time
ago.
The last Bears quarterback to win a road game on a Sunday, like a regular Sunday afternoon road game, was Nick Foles 3 years ago.
Oh, wow.
They haven't won a Sunday road game in 3 years. You thought it was 20.
I went way back.
You took it your own way, but I like that.
I did. I was like, Rex Grossman. No. Damn, that's terrible.
Oh, they stink. All right, so it was a good football Sunday. I enjoyed the games. The Bills game was great.
Not unless you're a team from New York, though.
Well, I mean, are there games? Oh, yeah, we have one more note here, right? The Giants?
Yeah.
So Giants lose again yesterday. What was it? To the Saints? Yeah, Rizzy ball. 14-11. If you spent more than 20 minutes watching Giants-Saints yesterday, you got to do something different with your life. But they dropped that game, and we have audio of neighbors after. I guess there was a plane flown over the stadium?
Yeah, it said, please fix this dumpster fire.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
and Malik was like, "Hey, I didn't pay for it." He said, "I didn't do it."
I'll let you hear it.
The game said, "Mr. Mara, please fix this dumpster fire." How do you, as a player, like, what do you make of that?
I ain't paid for the plan.
It's not my money.
Malik is so. I would not be surprised at the end of this season if he calls his agent and said, "I don't give a damn what you do. You got to get me out of here."
After 1 year?
Yes. Yes. After 1 year, he is calling his agent and saying, listen, I can't do this no more.
He is talking crazy for a rookie, man.
I know.
Like, who are you, buddy?
Yeah,
we know he didn't pay for the plane. That we know.
Well, he says at least.
Well, that'd be funny if he did. All right, so the New York teams lose again. There's nothing new there. Aaron Rodgers lost 10 in a row. So a lot going on in the NFL yesterday. But I was trying to settle in and just watch Sunday Night Football last night. And unfortunately, Hugh Douglas.
What happened?
Well, it hit like a ton of bricks. I knew it was coming.
Oh, okay. I got you.
So, like, I gave up a long time ago thinking that Juan Soto would go to the Phillies. I mean, they didn't even make him an offer. They didn't have a meeting. But, Hugh, there was one rib shot that was going to happen here to the Soto thing. Because you know I've wanted him here forever, right?
He's you were about to change your name, Juan Gilio.
He's my favorite hitter in baseball. And I wanted him on the Phillies years ago.
And you just imagine him in that lineup just raking.
Well, and then once I compartmentalized he wasn't coming here, I was like, all right, well, then just in the American League, go to the Red Sox, go to the Blue Jays, just don't go to the Dodgers, and don't go to the Mets, because that means we have to face this guy every year after year. After year. And last night, Hugh Douglas, 15 years, $765 million. Juan Soto, the sweepstakes is over. He is a New York Met.
That's crazy. Congratulations to him, I guess, for getting $760 million. What'd you have it broke out to? He's making like 100 and some yams a day.
I think 134,000 a day for the next 15 years. Put that into perspective.
Look at God.
Whatever you do for a living, this guy's going to make 134,000 a day for the next 15 years. Look, the Mets got a lot better last night. Obviously, he's a great player. And we'll see how much more they add, but it's a problem. I mean, the Phillies, it's more of a challenge for the Phillies. They got to go against that hitter and on that team for the next 15 years. $765 million for Juan. So there was one good piece of news yesterday that did perk me up a little bit, and that was Dick Allen going into the Hall of Fame.
Congratulations. That's pretty cool.
And long time coming. He deserved it. I heard Ray speaking about him this morning with Cameron Ritchie. Great hitter. Obviously, it was before I never got a chance to watch him play, but I know the story, the numbers, his career. I mean, you look at his stats, Dick Allen, and you say, and this guy should have been in the Hall of Fame years ago. He was the only part that's like bittersweet is he's not around.
Yeah, he's not hit. He passed on in I think it was 2020. So, yeah, but congratulations to him and his family, man, because I know that's a huge honor. That's something, you know, that's a huge honor.
Yeah, he deserved it. He earned it. So happy for Dick Allen's family that they get to celebrate. He in the Hall of Fame. Disappointed that Juan Soto's a Met, and a wild day around the NFL yesterday. 215-592-9494. All right. Before we go back to the phone lines, here are Twitter questions sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com here. All right, we have a poll question up. We put this up at the beginning of the show. I'm curious people came down on this one today. Do you blame Jalen Hurts for the Eagles' passing game struggles? Hugh, what do you think? What do you think the voting came down on this one? Do you blame Hurts for the passing game?
I would say 60% on blaming.
75% are blaming Jalen for the pass
game struggles. Wow, I was trying to be nice.
And they were not. 75%. By the way, it's ongoing now. When the Phillies make a move and we're waiting, we will talk about it. They haven't done anything of note, obviously, this offseason. Soto's a Met. The winter meetings are going on. If they make a move, we know there's been trade talks and free agent stuff. We'll pass along and we'll react to it. But is Dave Dombrowski awake? Do we know if is he there in Dallas? I would imagine he is.
I think that move was too rich for their blood, though, to be totally honest. Well, 760 yams. Well, that's a lot of money.
I get it, but they could get somebody else. I mean, yeah. Like we could improve the team some way. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Lake Cann in Delaware. Hey, Lake Cann.
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
What's
long
up,
time.
Man?
I appreciate Lake Cann. What's up?
Yeah, so just want to talk about Jalen Hurts a little bit. Mm-hmm. I just want to give an analogy. I just want y'all to focus on the analogy, but not the comparison. So basically, the Steelers had a similar issue when they had Kenny Pickett as the quarterback. They had a good team, good defense, good offense. They had good receivers, good running back. But we all knew the issue was the quarterback. He can't throw the ball, or he wasn't good at reading
defense.
Yeah. So basically, we're having that similar issue with Jalen Hurts. I'm not saying Jalen Hurts is like Kenny Pickett, because obviously we saw that after that situation, they had to get a new quarterback, which was Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. You could see the passing efficiency is different.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just saying, like, I don't know how we can make it to the Super Bowl if we're like one of the worst passing team in the league. So I just don't know how we can fix that within like four games before the playoffs. I think we just who we are. We're just a running team and hope that Jalen Hurts don't make any mistakes. But I just don't know how we could like fix that issue. I just think that maybe I don't know if Jalen Hurts is, like you said, gun shy with throwing the ball. He's afraid to turn over the ball. I don't know if him and AJ are not in the same page for some reason. But overall, I just don't see how we could fix this issue.
I think it's fixable, Lakehan. I think it is. I think that what we have to do, one thing, Jalen has to get the ball out of his hands a lot quicker. I think that's the biggest issue. Jalen has to trust what he's seeing, and we can take it from there. Like I said earlier, I don't think that this offense needs to do a whole lot to be successful, because we have some playmakers on the perimeter. I think that you just have to put yourself in a situation, or put the quarterback in a situation, to get the ball out of his hands and let those guys do what they do. Because we've seen it in the past. Whether or not he can read defense, I don't subscribe to that, because I think that during the course of last year and the year before that he showed that he could. It might be a little different this year. But I think that if you put him in position to be successful and he lets the ball go, I think we'll be fine.
I agree. I still believe in Hurts. I still believe he can still do it. I just don't know what it is. Like, I don't know if it's the play calling. I just don't know what it like.
And see, that's what we're all – that's – to be honest, I'm speculating as well. You know, we heard the King call in and say that, you know, it's not Jalen. It's – well, no, he said it's not the play calling. It's not the coaches.
He said it's Jalen.
It's Jalen.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it could be a number of different things. We don't know. None of us know. But we wish we could figure it out because – we're tired of seeing this every week.
Yeah, and to your point, Lakehan, and I re-preach the call, I don't know how else to say it. They're not going to win the Super Bowl if this passing game's like this. It's just, it's not going to happen.
It'll be tough sledding.
It's very challenging. Like, it almost, I just find it hard to imagine that they could win the Super Bowl if it's like this. Now, Hugh, it doesn't have to become the 2004, you know, Peyton Manning Colts like that. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think we need that. We don't need it to go to that level, but there's got to be this middle ground where the passing game is better than it is now.
It has to be competent enough to be effective. It's like a team that doesn't really run the ball, but you run it to keep other teams honest. It has to be competent enough to be effective, and I think it can be that. I think it has been that in spurts, but it just needs to be a little bit more consistent.
Yeah, and my concern now is our defense is catching on to this a little bit, and this is like we're trending the wrong way. And like this Sunday, Hugh, coming up, is a big litmus test. This is, you've mentioned it, T.J. Watt, and it's Mike Tomlin.
And who is it? Hayward, Ironhead's son,
yes.
Cam Hayward.
I mean, this is not the kind of week to be struggling on offense to go up against them. I mean, they make good offenses. Look what they did to the Ravens. I mean, we did a good job on the Ravens. They held them to no touchdowns.
Man. So you got to get it done. And you know Mike Tomlin's probably watching that film, Coach Tomlin, I should say, watching that film and say, we got a chance. And you got some guys that get after the quarterback. They're Who was it? 95 last week got a touchdown against Famous Jameis.
Yep.
So yeah, they're gonna put some pressure on the quarterback. No question about that.
Let's talk to Black Gritty. Black Gritty,
guys. I mean, we've all had a bad day at work, right? I mean, Jalen had a bad day. There's no getting around that. And I can't OG wait it. I can't wish it away. The only thing I can say is for the next how many games we got left?
Four.
Like four. I need AJ and Devontae to be healthy and playing on the field because Goddard's out until at least the postseason. So Kotkaniemi can step in there and play a role, like so we get some familiarity. Like the only thing I can couch Jalen with is he's only had three games with all three of those guys starting. And I know we list them off as the wide receiver trio and all the things, but they've only been together on the field three times this year. So guys are in and out and in and out, and that's the only caveat I can give Jim besides having a bad day because it looked terrible. And this week we get to go up against, like you said, Coach Tomlin. You know, over there they call mediocre Mike. You know what I mean? You think we hard on Sirianni. Locally, they be getting on Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, they ready for him to go.
Exactly. They're not happy right now with the way the season's going. And he better win something, you know what I'm saying? But you're right about his defense. So I'm going to wait until this weekend before I have to jump off a cliff. You know what I mean? I don't have to Josh Allen or anything like that. I'm not trying to get dumped. But, you know, I need to see what they do against them. But Jalen just had a bad game. There's no – where's the quick game that everybody's doing to us? Like, I saw Bryce Young get comfortable doing what Baker Mayfield did to us. A couple of quick outs, like, just trying to get the ball out quick. They didn't complete everything, but you can look at it and say, this looks real familiar. So we need to implement something that gets Jalen comfortable off the bat because those first scripted plays are terrible. And I have one last thing to say to you, Joe Giglio.
Mm-hmm.
I hate baseball so much, man. Why they got to pay all this money? I'm usually more to play as you. I'm for everybody getting their money. But baseball is ruining my life, and I hate it.
Yeah, like, they're making tons of money.
$400 billion. Like, come on, baby. You hitting the ball, doggy. Like, we can't afford nobody. It makes me sick. They're killing this foot.
And they sign you to these long-term-ass contracts knowing damn well you probably ain't going to be that good towards the end.
Get your son off of that peewee and get him hitting the ball.
Man, I've been trying. I hope Harper play baseball.
You got to wake him up at 4 a.m. to get to the cage, Hugh. Get him in there.
And I know we had a rough day, but I'm eastbound or down. You get on that bus. I'll talk to you.
All right, there he goes. Black Gritty there. We appreciate it. So this sets the record, obviously, with the Soto deal. Most money ever in a contract, $765.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the little opt-out thing in it?
What is it?
So after 2029, Soto has an opt-out. He could get out of the deal, like he could become a free agent again. Or
5 years?
5 years. Or if they increase the money per year from $51 million to $55 on the back end of the deal, he'll stay. Like they could void the opt-out. So in reality, if he's going to stay there for 15 years, the contract is $805. $105 million. You realize,
God is good.
You realize we're not that far away from the first billion-dollar athlete.
Nah, not at all. Not at all. And it's going to be a baseball player. The money, I mean, I don't hate anybody for picking the sport that they've picked. But when you talk about baseball players and the fact that there's a good chance you assign this long-term-ass deal, there's a good chance you will be a shell of yourself by the time you hit the home stretch.
Yeah.
And regardless of what they decide to do, they still have to pay you.
Yeah, we have one here. He's playing shortstop right now. Wait till the back end of that one,
Joe,
everyone.
That's the best part about it. You can be a shell of yourself, but you know what? If y'all want to get rid of me, so what? Just write down your address and tell me to send the rest of my money. That's all you got to do.
You picked the wrong sport, man.
I did. Send me the rest of my. You don't want me to be here? Fine. You want me to go home? Here's my address.
Does she do anything for us?
Matter of fact, not even my address. Here's my bank routing number.
Yeah, those Jaguars cut you. They didn't know you were a dime. You had to leave. They didn't want
that
you.
That was there. It.
I mean, what are we paying for?
That was it.
Mark in Delaware. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. How you going? Hugh?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Hugh, I must have yelled that, and as a middle-aged man at the time, 1,000 times while you were with the Eagles. Great player. Been wanting to call you guys for years. I drive a truck, so I don't get many chances. So just wanted to shout that out to you. Also, a shout out to Kyle. Kyle's a great contributor to the show.
Yes, he is. A little angry.
Kyle's an idiot.
That's angry. Okay. Anger is pretty good at times if you manage it well.
He does it.
He's working on it. He's working on it.
He's been working on it for a couple years.
You know what? Shut up. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Kyle, don't listen to him. You know what, Kyle? Shut up. Anyway, bottom line, Hurts is a winner. I am skeptical, too, at times when I see him throw balls into the ground, miss open receivers. He had one pass yesterday that was a picture-perfect pass, which he rarely does. He threw it before A.J. made the cut to come back. So he can make those throws. Hugh, you mentioned maybe he doesn't want to make those throws because he doesn't want to throw interceptions. I don't know. The bottom line on Hurts, I have 100% faith that he can take us to a Super Bowl and win it, especially this year because we have the surrounding cast around him. We're going to let you guys go. Go Birds. Love the show. Love everything about Philly. E-A-G-L-E-S.
See, that's what we needed on the Monday.
That was our first
all one. This negativity you going know, around these here parts.
That was the first one, the first Eagles chant after a victory. We usually get a lot of those. What do you make of it, Hugh? He's a winner, flat out.
Well, I look at it like this, mm-hmm. and I know this is probably not a popular opinion today, mm-hmm. but he was a couple plays away from being an MVP quarterback.
Hugh?
I'm just saying.
What, you mean 2 years ago?
Yeah.
But we're living in today.
I know we are, and I feel like there's probably something to it. And this is not an excuse, people. This is me workshopping what potentially has happened.
Just
there's a lot that has happened in this year. He got a new coordinator, and he did point out the fact that
excuse me?
I'm just saying. I'm workshopping this because I've seen Jalen be pretty decent at times. But, I've seen him be pretty good. Why are you mad at me? Because I'm finding a coping mechanism for all of this.
That's why.
You mad at me?
Because I'm coping.
Listen, ain't nothing. Okay, since we coping, let me help both of y'all out since y'all don't want to cope. Ain't nothing you could do about it this year. Nothing. Whatever happens.
What do you mean?
Wait, I'm about to tell you. If you give me 2 seconds, I'm about to tell you. Whatever happens this year, it has to happen with the guy that we have at quarterback.
Of course.
It has to happen with him. So we need to fix it with him. Y'all looking and hoping for other stuff to happen that ain't going to happen. I am sitting here knowing that whatever happens with our squad, it's going to have to happen with him at the helm.
But he's got
to
be better.
Okay, so help him.
So angry about
help
yesterday.
The man be better.
How can I help him?
Go slap Kellen Winslow or Kellen Moore, whatever the hell you want to call him.
Stop blaming Kellen
across.
Moore.
I'm blaming
wide
somebody.
Open.
Well, listen.
He's wide open.
You know he has deficiencies. You know this man got deficiencies. Stop calling plays that make him deficient.
Stop calling plays with the receivers open. If that's the deficiency, we're screwed.
I know, the more it comes out of my mouth, the stupider it sounds. But hell, listen, I got 4 games left, man. And y'all messing up my road trip.
We're messing it up?
Well, I'm metaphorically speaking, I'm talking about this offense and the way that it played yesterday. And I'm throwing in the intangibles that maybe, just maybe, they played down to their competition yesterday. It happens. It happened.
Maybe they felt bad that Tyrese Maxey took Bryce Young's girlfriend.
They did. Bryce, let me tell you what happened yesterday. I have an agenda. Bryce Young looked into the stands, and I don't know her name. Just call her Lily for the sake of this conversation.
Sure.
That's the seat up there somewhere where Lily had her butt cheeks in sitting with Tyrese Maxey. I'm going to make these Eagles pay. And they almost did. He came to play. He came to play. But we pulled it out.
Do you still want me to order you the Bryce Young jersey?
Nope.
Okay.
Just don't want it.
215-592-9494. That's how you have to do it.
That was not called for.
We didn't even get to what may have been the weirdest moment from Hurts' post-game presser. We'll hit you with that next. And a Phillies rumor? I don't know. The Mets gave Juan Soto $765. I expect a big, juicy Phillies rumor coming up. We'll hit you with that next as the winter meetings roll on. Midday Show, Sports Radio 90.